You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Well, the memes about Cracker Barrel's rebrand kept coming over the weekend. Why are some loyal customers so up in arms about the restaurant taking Uncle Herschel and his barrel off the logo? And why is the company now the butt of jokes across the internet? Well, joining us this morning, Aaron Perlett, co-founding partner at Elasticity, a brand marketing and reputation management firm. Good morning, and thank you for being with us this morning.
Hey, Megan. Thanks for having me.
So why do you think this has had such an incredible viral reaction?
Well, besides people being bored and having nothing better to talk about, I would, so a few things. One, I would bet that most of the people bashing this brand haven't been in a Cracker Barrel in 10 or 15 years. But I also wouldn't be surprised that if the rebrand does actually drive a huge influx of customers. I'd be really curious to see, you know, how their earnings do this quarter, because it's going to drive curiosity. And their CEO has kind of said as much, that they need people to choose them. So, but I think in the end of the day, there's a couple things at play here. One, human beings in general, we are averse to change. Two, somehow politics is getting infused in this, and it's not even worth talking about. It's just stupid. You always have your traditionalists that they want to keep their comfort blanket. So that's where you have your customers that may be upset. They don't like it. But also, nothing unites marketers, nothing, and bored people on social media like a rebrand. And you see this hate for the sake of hate. We saw this with Jaguar's rebrand, and you see this periodically with other brands. I think the other thing, though, is that right now AI is very top of mind. And because of AI, humanizing a brand is becoming more important than ever. And particularly this one, which is really exclusively about nostalgia. Every aspect of the brand, it lives nostalgia. And so, you know, you're seeing this pushback against very streamlined, almost tech-focused brands. And if you look at their logo, that's really what it screams at you. But, you know, in designing a new brand, in these days, you know, designers have to think about, how is this going to look on an iPhone app? How is this going to look on a small screen? And these are important aspects of brand design today. They have to be. And so, you know, very simple, clean lines. Did they maybe go too far? Possibly. But I would also be surprised if we don't see that kind of streamlined change come to the physicality of the restaurant itself. So all these things are kind of at play in this.
Well, you mentioned that curiosity piece. And for myself, when I saw this and I heard about the rebrand and that they would be changing stores, I've gone online and tried to see any pictures of what they look like inside now. Because I am one of those customers that I don't think I've been to a Cracker Barrel probably in 15, 20 years. But now I kind of want to go just to see what's going on inside the store. So I can completely relate to that curiosity.
Yeah, I mean, they've always been about kind of that lived-in kitschiness that's been such a huge part of the brand. And so I would imagine that's going to evolve somehow. There's a lot of other food brands, restaurants that have done this. In fact, I think I've been on air here talking about Burger King doing similar things in some of their new test restaurants. And so they're trying to streamline things, make the feel, the entire experience more clean, simple, modern. The other thing to note about this, and this gets a little nerdy in terms of rebranding, but if you look at the character in the brand, a heavily shadowed character in a rocking chair, it would be very hard to reproduce that as well. So there's some technical aspects of it where it really makes sense. Then also, if you look at the background of their CEO, she's been at Starbucks. She's been at Taco Bell, which did a rebrand. So she comes out of big, modern corporate environments that are involved in restaurants. So none of this should be a surprise to anyone. At the end of the day, if the pecan log, if the Southern fried chicken, if the pancakes are still good, if they're still satisfying their customers, we won't be even thinking about this 2 months from now.
How does a company look at this when there is this kind of backlash and now kind of this humor that's filling people's memes? Is this in a way a good thing? I mean, it's basically advertising that they're not paying for.
It's great for them. And I think the people in the C-suite understand that because it's getting them into a conversation. I remember when IHOP a couple years ago was talking about changing to burgers instead of pancakes or something like that. It just got the brand in the conversation. And these are brands that, again, there's a reason that people haven't been there 10 or 15 years. They've kind of fallen out of the pop culture conversation. So this gets them back into it. Hopefully it unleashes some curiosity, gets people going back in there outside of their normal customer base, which are people on interstates that see this is something consistent, something I trust. I can stop here and I know what I'm going to get. I'm going to get this food that I've had before, I enjoy, or people that are really true brand fanatics that love it. I think it's more about driving more mind share and curiosity, so get more people into the restaurants.
Is there a risk, though, that they will turn off some of their core customers who are faithful to them?
I can't see with the logo change doing that. Again, at the end of the day, for the people who care about that, it's going to come down to the product that they're putting in their mouth in the restaurant. If the service is still the same, and they've always had exceptional service at the restaurants, if the service is still the same, if the food quality is as good as it has been, I don't think their core demographic is going to turn away from them. That would really shock me, unless they did something fundamental to the experience in the restaurant itself.
Got about a minute left. For businesses that are listening this morning, what would be maybe one or two key things that you would recommend in a rebrand?
I think a lot of it is about, sometimes CEOs make, the biggest mistake CEOs make is they base it on their own opinions as opposed to the opinions of the people that are actually buying their products and services. So always thinking about your customer, but also how to, bring new people into the tent, which is exactly what they're trying to do here. So I think that the new brand is inoffensive to me. It's just that people have gone nuts because they have nothing better to talk about. And so you have conservative media that's jumping on that because it's an opportunity to talk about something that's in the pop culture sphere. But I think simply just focusing on what you do well, that's always to me the lesson. Rebrands are great. I'm a content guy. I love creating brands and feels and campaigns and things like that. But it really boils down to what you do as an organization and how you do it well, and making sure you continue to exceed customer expectations.
Aaron, thank you so much. Appreciate you coming in studio today.
Thanks for having me.
That is Aaron Perlett with Elasticity joining us here on KMOX.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.